God, where else would we want to be but be with you, Jesus? Your presence is sweeter than anything we've known. Thank you, God.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly.
Jesus, come.
Your will be done the same. Our Father, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom quickly, your will be done the same.
celebrate now. Heaven has come. The kingdom of God is living within His sons and daughters. Heaven has come. The sons of glory are revealed. Heaven has come. Let's celebrate now.
Deep call to deep, deepest calling, deep again. Let that be your heart cry. Come on. Heaven, Spirit of God.
There's a stirring in my soul. If there is a stirring in your soul this morning, sing this out.
There's a fire here within. Deepest calling, deep again. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. For all that you have done, the promise that there's more to come.
There is more to come.
Your cry to Him. Tell Him how much you long for His presence.
Oh, yes.
Spirit of God. Meri har baat teri Wonderful. so wonderful. So absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
What can our response be?
Yes.
To such an amazing, amazing Savior. So here we bow
to lift you high, Jesus. Be glorified in all things. For all my life I am yours, forever yours.
Oh, we are yours.
As we were worshiping this morning, I had this picture of, maybe some of you have seen movies like The Lion, The Witch, The Wardrobe, or, you know, Narnia and things like that, where they walk through this cupboard door and enter a new dimension, a new reality. And I felt as we were worshiping this morning that as we walked through that door leading into this hall, you're walking into a new dimension. Amen. What you see there is amazing. And what we've tasted this morning is a little bit of heaven. And heaven is nothing but the presence of Jesus. Yeah? And so we've been singing about heaven and Jesus. And I'm drawn to two things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where Paul is reminding the Thessalonians about death and life after death. And he says in verse 13, he says, "Brothers, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope." So he's saying, listen, Paul never says Christians are dead. He says they are asleep, because one day, at the end of time, we will rise again, those who have put their faith in Christ. And he goes on to say how that will happen, you know. In verse 14, he says, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." Verse 15, "According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are alive and who are left until the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep." And this is the greatest event we are looking forward to in verse 16. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God." Three amazing sounds. "After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." Hallelujah. What a great hope we have. You know, on earth, we've got all sorts of problems. Illness, credit card debt, EMI, no job, all kinds of challenges, the traffic, the roads, it's endless. But our eternal destiny is to be with Jesus forever. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:21 says, heaven is a place where there's no death, no pain. You know, nothing. There's nothing that'll cause us pain or defeat or difficulty. It's being in the presence of God, worshiping Him forever and ever. And Paul ends in verse 18. He says, therefore, encourage one another with these words. Whatever you're going through this morning, hey, heaven is your destiny. Whatever you're going through is just nothing. You know, correcting piles of papers, all these things. Listen, heaven is our destiny. That's where we are headed for. And he said, encourage one another with these words. And for those who have not yet understood who Jesus is, who have not yet put their faith in Him, don't understand what's happening, I would urge you, dig deeper, stick around, because walking through that door can change your eternal destiny. Hallelujah. Not just your few years on earth, but eternity. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness broke through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ is my living hope.
The God of
a shout, right?
Yes.
We do it for a cricket match, we do it for football, but he is heaven's champion.
Yes.
He deserves, yeah. He needs the hoots, he needs the shouts, yeah, the slogans, the anthems. Jesus, our living hope. Amen.